Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
At B-Mitch and Philly, 106.7 The Fan, we're coming to you live from Tap Sports Bar here at the MGM Hotel and Casino over at National Harbor. JP will be here in a few, but we got all types of things going on today. We got Aaron Rodgers news. We got all kind of free agency stuff, signings here in Washington, and also the NCAA. I think that's going to be with our little 50-day foundation.
Waterproofing
poll of the day. I couldn't think of that. Couldn't think of poll, man.
I am. It is an interesting one because up until today, I think NFL free agency has dominated as the story.
But
I think today, once that ball tipped,
it changes a little bit, man. I think I think everyone looks forward to this for this moment throughout the year to where. It's all about college basketball because what you see at that moment, you see guys living out dreams. You see the thrill of defeat, you know, the agony of defeat, the thrill of victory. You see guys, this is their last time. You see guys who are just introducing themselves to the country. And I think when we see these college players doing this and the love of the game, well, they got NILs now, but still, it's not professional. I think it makes a world of damn difference.
Well, and I mean, I think so much of it is – the possibility of the upsets,
yeah.
Right? I mean, that's what's
I think that's what we're
fun.
Looking for. I think that right because there you pushes it more than
100%.
Anything, especially the first day. Because what if someone from a major conference didn't get the seed they wanted?
Right.
And they pissed off. They haven't been practicing hard. This young team coming in, this is my national championship, and they knock them off that day because it's just one. When do you move on?
Totally. I want to be clear about something. Lanphill, I hope you're sitting down. I am uncomfortable with our – so we're all in Jason Bishop's survivor pool. I'm nervous about the UVA pick. I want you to know that. Now, we're sticking with it, I imagine. We're locked in. I don't know what state Furman is in. I think they're either in South Carolina or Tennessee.
They're playing against who?
UVA that we picked in the survivor pool.
All right.
Apparently, Furman bombs it, and UVA, hold on one damn second.
Hey, I saw one guy walked over with the Maryland, and then here come West Virginia.
Hold on.
Baby.
Hold on one hot damn second. Brian, where are we?
We are in Maryland.
We are at Tap Sports Bar, MGM National Harbor. And the only two people wearing gear here are they're two Mountaineer
the
fans.
The young man was over here talking to me when you were busy. He got on Maryland right there.
Where's the Maryland? Oh, is that a Steve Blake jersey? Is that a Steve Blake jersey, 25? All right. I didn't plan on doing it, but I got to do it now.
How about leave your shirt on? Get naked in the public? Hey, Lanphill, JP is over here taking off his clothes,
I am not naked. I simply I removed my quarter zip because I'm wearing a Terps shirt. How dare these Mountaineer fans roll in here?
Hey,
I want, I'm
That's how they roll out there, baby.
How dare you, sir? How dare you, ma'am? We are in Maryland. West Virginia is at least 3 hours away. I don't know
West
if that's accurate.
West Virginia said they're acting like Philly. They rolling in your spot.
Well, this brings up the age-old B. Mitchell Finley debate.
There you go.
Is West Virginia part of the DMV?
No, they're not part
well,
of the DMV.
Tell those people to get the hell out of here.
But they're fans, man. They're fans. They love their team. You got to love your team no matter where you are.
Do we know what state Furman is in?
No.
Stallion, you got a guess?
South Carolina.
South Carolina, says Landfill.
Furman is in South Carolina.
You don't get to say that after he just told us to.
No, I'm just repeating.
Okay.
I'm doing what you do every time. You and Jeff, say something that somebody else already said.
All right. I think Furman could win today. Sadly, I think the Mountaineers could win today. That's not really an upset, though. Where is Kennesaw State? Is that
Kennesaw, Georgia?
Okay. That's what's awesome about the NCAA tournament.
Who are they playing?
Kennesaw State plays Xavier. Where's Xavier? I know where they are.
Chicago.
Cincinnati.
All right.
Remember they had that huge fight?
Xavier, I could have said New Orleans. You couldn't have told me no.
That would have been accurate.
There is a college in New Orleans called Xavier.
There's also a college in New Orleans called Loyola.
Yeah.
And there's one in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one in L.A.
I used to hang there in college.
At Loyola's campus?
In New Orleans.
I can only imagine.
And Xavier.
Can you, Landfill, how cocky do you think 20-year-old star quarterback Brian Mitchell was?
It wasn't cocky. I was confident.
With Mr. Boudreaux just buying cars.
No, no. As I told my teacher, I was convinced.
I believe that.
I wasn't the best, but I was one of them.
So, on the poll question, what are the votes at? So, I think this is unfair because I wanted to do this question yesterday. Because if we asked this question yesterday, the answer would have overwhelmingly been that NFL free agency was.
Yeah, because that's all we were talking about.
This whole city went nuts for Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah, but today we're going to find out what's going on.
Today it becomes March Madness. Wow, the votes right now.
That thing.
Beamish is singing. The 58 Foundations and Waterproofing poll of the day. What is a bigger deal to you this week, March Madness or NFL free agency? 40% say March Madness, 60% say NFL free agency.
All right, we're going to find out. I'm going with March Madness. 41 now, I got to change it up with my vote.
I think as soon as the ball gets tipped today, it'll be March Madness. I think that'll – oh, look at this. They're hanging up a gigantic bracket here at Tap Sports Bar.
Hey, y'all want me to put my picks on that bracket?
No, they don't. How many brackets are you in?
One.
The one I just said.
The one me and you in.
Which? Well, hang on a second.
Me and you in Landfill.
That's a survivor pool. That's not a bracket.
Mean. Oh, I got a bracket against people because I'll be at a place tomorrow doing some stuff later. So
yeah. What is your guest bartending?
Yeah,
tomorrow?
I'm guest bartending. I'm going to make sure everybody has just a little alcohol and a lot of mixer.
I know you well that is not what you'll be doing.
Yeah.
Where is World of Beer in Rockville tomorrow? Is that right?
Yeah.
Everyone needs to take an Uber that's going to get a drink from Brian Mitchell. As someone that's had B. Mitch pour drinks for them before.
But that was at my house and you were staying there. Y'all slept. I don't know why y'all wanted to sleep outside. Y'all would have slept outside. Y'all are fools.
So this dude, Mike P. on Twitter, is saying it's DMVW to include West Virginia. Wouldn't it make more sense to be DMVW?
How old is Mike P.?
I don't know.
Mike, tell us how old you are.
All right.
And where you're from. He's probably from there.
Yeah, he's certainly from there.
Well, no, ain't no DMV, MVP, whatever. No, it's not it. It's DMV, Department of Motor Vehicles.
Have I told you my theory on new ownership for the Commanders, what they're going to do?
What are they going to do?
I think they're going to truly rep the DMV because I think they will make a deal. When they get here, when the new owners take over, it's next month, it's September, whenever the hell it is.
Mm-hmm.
The reality of the situation is they're going to be at FedEx past 2027.
All right.
Because they don't have the land yet.
They'll put
they don't
some
have the permits
put some money
yet.
Out there.
I think they're going to put some money into FedEx.
Yep.
Spruce it up a little. Mm-hmm. Fresh coat of paint. Maybe some working Wi-Fi. Whatever you want to do, right? Then, eventually, they convert FedEx to a whole bunch of practice fields and all sorts of stuff where kids
take
can
care
use
of the
it year-round, take care of the community, and they do like a week of training camp there, or they do OTAs, or that's where rookie mini camp
well,
is.
I got an idea for some area over there, a velodrome. All the cyclists around here, you have a velodrome, they can train inside, just go in their loop. That's something I want to do. Anybody out there that wants to spend some money on the velodrome, come talk to me.
Okay. That's one vote, Velodrome, Landfill.
It makes a difference, dog.
Landfill, you know. Where do you land on the Velodrome
on it,
proposal?
I get fall off.
I like the word Velodrome. I think it's an interesting word, so I'm pro Velodrome.
Stunner, Landfill votes with Brian Mitchell. You two are a voting block.
It's my dog, man.
And I don't have Jeff here to be – I'm going to say this – the voice of reason.
He's not the voice of reason.
We should see if we can get Jeff to call in from Jamaica and
no,
just see how
high he is. No, we don't want him to call.
Is.
No.
You think he's higher than he's drunk or drunker than he's high?
Last night
– Jeff is very similar to you.
Jeff texted me tequila and ting, and then he gave a thumbs up.
You and Jeff, y'all both look like y'all, like, always – what's the word I'm looking for here? Inebriated.
That's just what I look like.
No, Jeff looks like that too.
Is.
No, you and Jeff both look like that.
Dude's named Jay.
I get questions about you all the time.
Mike P says he's 51 and he lives in the Eastern Panhandle. I don't know what that means.
Well,
but...
Mike P, you're not right. You're not from this area. We don't call no DMV, no DMWV, whatever you're trying to say. That don't work like that.
Jacoby Brissett speaking to the media right now. Landfill, maybe we can grab that audio. I think
he said the Western Panhandle, and he's not from inside the Beltway. He don't know.
If inside the Beltway is all that matters, then Landfill's not from here.
No, I'm just saying people real close in this area know the lingo. He's way out there where?
I'm from Philly.
Landfill's definitely from Philly. If you are planning on coming to Tap Sports Bar, you better get here quick because
they're rolling
filling
in.
Up. Yeah. I mean, the bar's getting kind of full. The tables are getting kind of full.
The guy from West Virginia is going to start chanting his West Virginia stuff.
There's a dude over here, and I support anybody doing what they want. But my man's wearing a mask, but he had it over his eyes instead of his mouth and nose. I'm not sure. I'm no doctor, but I'm not sure that's how it works.
Yeah, but you drink Dr. Pepper, so you could be.
Jacoby Brissett, you want to know why they wanted him? Because he knows the situation and is going to say the right things. He's a veteran that has done this in the NFL. He's asked about competing for the top job. You know what the answer Ron Rivera wants to hear?
What?
Man, this is the NFL. Every day you're competing. You know what he said? Every day in this league there's competition. Ultimately, I'm going to be a good teammate.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they want. And, you know, I don't know that Heinicke would have or certainly wouldn't have wanted to say that. We've got Jacoby Brissett speaking with the media right now.
Off the field with kind of, you know, handling the situation and being able to, you know, cut through it and be able to go out there and perform not only on the field but also being a good teammate. And obviously the supporting cast, the guys around me, you know, they played a tremendous part in that. I thought our quarterback room was really good and everybody was on the same page and making sure that we, you know, knew what the task was at hand. And then obviously when Deshaun got back, you know, I think it was a smooth transition. It wasn't like some big spectacle or anything like that. So I thought it was went well.
Hey, Jacoby, when you talk about being a good teammate, was that something you came into the NFL with that mindset, or is that something you kind of grew into understanding?
It's definitely something I came into this league with, but it's everlasting change at that. Being able to evolve every year, you know, new people, new players, new situations, new obviously new teams. I think early in my career, I just saw how vital some of the good teammates were, you know, just my rookie year and the Tom Brady's, the Devin McCourty's, the Matthew Slater's, the Ron Harmon's, guys like that, that I seen how the impact that they had with being good teammates for the not only their success, but the team success. And, you know, just something that I've always tried to carry along with me.
And Jacoby, you've been a starter in this league. You've come off the bench. What for you was your goal going into this offseason with a bunch of teams checking with you? What was your goal for you this going to this offseason?
One, to have a job. Two, find a good fit, find a good opportunity. And then everything else, like I said, kind of just takes care of itself. And that's what I was looking for. I was looking for a new start, new opportunity to go and continue to grow as a man, as a player, as a teammate, and this felt like the right fit.
Jacoby, did you feel like last year was the best year of your career?
I thought I was, you know, trending upward. Still think I'm trending upward, but definitely was moving in the right direction. Like I said, I was fortunate to play with a lot of good players on that team, and obviously good coaches, good staff, and those guys. And I think it's definitely helped, you know, me out of my career journey, or however you say it. But definitely, you know, fortunate for that stint in my career.
And what was your market like this year? Did you hear from Washington right away? Did a lot of teams reach out to you? What was kind of the process like?
A couple teams reached out, and then obviously Washington reached out, and then, you know, the communication just, you know, picked up, and then kind of just went from there, and I kind of knew from the start a little bit.
Hey, Jacoby, when you say, like, if last year was, you know, the best year of your career, you're trending up and all that, even though you understand the situation, there was transparency, is it hard to then go from that to then having to watch those last few games?
The last few games were, I would say, tough to watch because I want to go out there and play. But, you know, I knew going into the situation what it was, you know. I've learned to understand the situation makes going through the situation a lot, I guess, easier, I would say. So, you know, obviously when my role changed, you know, that doesn't change who I am as a man or as a player, as a teammate. I still have a job to do. I still have to go out there, compete. I still have to go out there, put my best foot forward, and be a good teammate. And I think I accomplished those things. But it was definitely tough to watch.
Jacoby, having been on different teams the last three seasons, I mean, what is sort of your process of getting acclimated, of getting to know your teammates, the system, everything like that?
It has changed every year, because it's been, different teams, different cities, different organizations. But you know, just going out there and just being myself, I think that has suited me well. Going out there and just, you know, being my genuine self, immersing myself into the, you know, the team, to the offense that I'm learning, to the players, to the coaches, and then everything else just falls into place.
Hey, Jacoby, I know in the past you've negotiated your own contracts without an agent. Assuming if you did that this time as well, what's that process like as a player to be talking directly to these teams and trying to figure out the best situation?
You get a lot of phone calls that you got to try to not ignore. But I've enjoyed it since the start of my rookie year, and getting to learn the process of what goes into negotiation and what each number means, each line of a contract means. So it's been a unique journey for me. Obviously, I did my contract this year, negotiating myself. But I hate to say myself, because I also have a team. I have people that I lean on for advice and advisory, I guess is the right word, that I've been fortunate to have throughout my career. So it makes it, I wouldn't say easier, but I understand it a little bit more.
If I can just follow up on that. Can I just follow up on that real quick? Because do you have an extra perspective on Lamar Jackson? And are you surprised by all the pushback he's gotten for choosing to go that way?
I don't see anything wrong with representing yourself. Obviously, he's done a good job, you know, with what he's doing and being in a position that he is to be fortunate enough to have the opportunity that he's created for himself. You know, I wish him nothing but the best. We know a lot of the same, similar people. But, you know, I'm sure he'll make the right decision for himself, and it'll play out for him.
Pretty interesting there for Jacoby Brissett,
yep.
Who's somebody that's worked on his own deals in the past, to talk about Lamar and not understanding kind of the pushback. And I think Brissett presents a really unique perspective on that. I do think Lamar's situation's a bit different. But it's good to have a perspective of somebody that's done that, the man in the arena, so to speak.
Yeah, and I think Lamar's situation should be easier, but it's not, you see. And I think if I'm him, I'm reaching out to Jacoby Brissett, a guy who's been around, who's done it, who could probably tell you a little bit more of how to do things or how not to do things. You know, we all have our opinions, but we haven't gone through it.
Well, and I think what's more important to the Commanders by a mile is just how well he's able to handle all of the, hey, are you competing – type questions. I'm here to be a good teammate. I'm here to be a good man. I'm here to grow. I'm here to compete every day.
But if we do it, what he do, what didn't he say? If anything slip up, I'm ready to be in there. I want to be the starter.
And, you know, he handled it perfect.
Like I tell you all the time.
Which is exactly what you want in that
situation.
They don't
have to know everything you're thinking.
Right.
They need to know just enough.
He knows.
And hold on to other stuff.
Deep down, he believes he's way better and should be the guy. But he knows the situation, and he's going to wait his turn. Now, when we come back, we're talking Terps, Mountaineers, go Terps, to hell with the Mountaineers. Tom McMillan joins the program.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7, The Fan. Because Tom McMillan is a former elected official, I'm not going to scream, hey, you suck. I'm going to show some respect.
Show some respect, Jay.
The office.
Show people you can do it every once in a while.
I am thrilled to welcome on to the B. Mitch and Finley program Mr. Tom McMillan, a All-American, an Olympian. I mean, just one of the most incredible resumes for anybody ever to walk this earth. A hell of a basketball player, a hell of a person. Tom, thank you for joining us, man. Really appreciate you making some time.
Oh, it's great to be with you. I'm a little hoarse today, but good to be with JP and B. Mitch. Good to be with you guys.
How do you get hoarse before the game plays,
Tom? Yeah, the game
Tom?
Not even played.
That's a good question. I was at the ACC tournament last week. They were honoring our 1974 game against State, so that's probably where I got it.
You know, that game, and you were in it, so you know this, is considered by many to be one of the greatest college basketball games ever played. And by and large, it was that 74 game. It was NC State against Maryland, who I think were ranked number one and two in the country, is what made the NCAA tournament change their rules to let more teams in. Is that right?
Absolutely. I mean, it went from 25 to 32. To 68 today. You know, if you didn't win your conference championship, you didn't go on. So one of the beneficiaries of that was Maryland. When Maryland lost the ACC back when they won the national title, they were allowed to go on and they won the national title.
I mean, just so cool, so impressive. I mean, to then go on and serve in the U.S. House of Representatives. Just an incredible, incredible career. But I also know you're still wired into the Terps. I mean, I think I ran into you at the Indiana game, which was a big win for Maryland. What do you make of this time of year? The NCAA tournament, you know, and then the Terps specifically with a big, big opportunity today.
Well, it's just a great time of year. I'm looking forward to watching Maryland play today and, you know, the NCAA is doing a reception in Washington. It's just a very, very busy time. But I'm really optimistic about Maryland. I mean, they're very evenly matched against West Virginia. But, you know, they have very balanced scoring. And, you know, if Julian Reese can stay out of foul trouble and their transition game steps up, I mean, Maryland can surprise anybody anytime. And so, you know, they just got to show some strength on the road. That'll be the key.
What is it that you're looking for them to do if they're going to get a victory today?
Well, they've got to stop. I mean, West Virginia has very good transition. They have to slow that down. Obviously, Julian Reese has to stay out of foul trouble. They need the bigs in there. And, you know, it always comes down to if you're shooting the ball well. I mean, if Maryland has a reasonably good shooting game, plays this pressure defense, you know, I think there's really good reasons why Maryland wins this game. But it all comes down to doing things that they haven't done on the road this year, which is really taking good shots, making sure that you stop the transition game. You know, when I was in the NBA, I was always thinking about, you know, the first shot I took was the most important because that if you hit your first shot, that really sets the game tone. And so when they come out there, just got to be wary in the beginning. Just take good shots, play hard, and they'll do very well.
Speaking with Tom McMillan here, former All-American at Maryland, NBA player, U.S. Congressman. Tom, you played under Lefty. You were around the program under Gary. In just his first year, what do you think of Kevin Willard?
Well, he's done a great job. You know, one of the things that I really admire because it brings back some of the memories of Gary and Lefty is how he mobilized the fan base. I mean, you need to have that home court advantage. And look, they went 10-0 in the Big Ten, I think largely because the fan base was engaged. But this is a lot of pressure for Kevin, too, you know, because he's got to prove himself in postseason play. I'm confident, you know, he's a very good coach. You know, the fact that they went to a more pressing defense as the year went on really helped them a great deal. And they move the ball around. They play selfishly, and I think for his first year, he's done very well.
As a person who played, one thing about Maryland, I become a fan at times when I'm watching football games. And you, as from the fan side of town, you know, what is it that you look at? What you're looking for in this tournament?
The first thing you got to do, you know, it's intensity. The players have to come out with extraordinary intensity. I mean, you know this as well as anybody. When the playoffs come, it's a whole other level of intensity. When I was in the NBA, the playoffs were just steps above intensity compared to the regular season. I'm sure it was for you too. And so Maryland has to come out and really play intense. Now you got to remember something. Coach Huggins is a pro. He will have his team ready.
Yeah.
It will be tough. The West Virginia squads are always scrappers, and that's because the way he coaches. I mean, he's a very, very tough coach, and he reminds me of Tom Izzo in that respect. So Maryland has to come out really with their A game today.
Tom, this is a question. A guy with your resume, does Tom McMillan fill out a bracket?
You know, I don't. It's funny. I should. I was looking at President Obama's bracket today, but, you know, here's the problem. I'm the CEO of 130 of the largest FBS college athletic programs, and if I start picking brackets and pick one of my schools or other, that would not be politically correct. So
that's true. You might make some – you might bug some people, I think.
Well, I need to make sure – I do hope an FBS school wins. That's my bottom line.
As a former congressman and somebody with your resume, I imagine you know President Obama in some capacity. And if that's the case, can you give him a message for me?
Sure.
President Obama picked Duke to win it all. Can you just tell him I said, boo?
You know, I was down.
Tom, you probably already told him that, right?
Yeah, you're a Terp too. You can't like that.
No, I haven't had that. You know, his Reggie Love, you know, worked for him, and of course,
sure,
he's a famous Duker. But you know, I was down there watching the ACC championship, and Duke playing very well. I mean, they've got some
outstanding
big guys, and they're on fire. So it's a pretty interesting
bet on Duke, because I think they are one of the best teams, and they're coming together at the right time, and that's so important.
So let me ask you this: so when you played, it was obviously the ACC, and then you go down there to, I think they were in Charlotte. Forgive me if I got the wrong city.
Greensboro.
Okay, of course it was Greensboro. But is it weird for you now that Maryland's in the Big Ten to go back to ACC events?
Well, it's really weird. And, you know, this conference realignment has created, you know, I kind of feel like a player without a country. I go to the ACC and they're nice, but, you know, they've moved on. And the Big Ten really doesn't care about our records in the ACC. And so one of the problems with conference realignment is that all the players played for Maryland in the ACC. You know, they get kind of relegated to, the historical junk pile. And that's kind of what happens to us as well. And so you lose some legacy, you lose some history. And that's one of the problems with college sports in general. I mean, people love that ACC because they could go down at Greensboro. It's an intimate environment. You know, you're playing the same teams. Now, with all the transfer portals and mobility and NIL, you barely get to know a roster for 1 year before it changes. And it's more reminiscent of pro sports. And I think you lose some fan engagement with that because we had fans down there when we were in Greensboro last weekend. I mean, they've been fans for 50 years. It's really, truly incredible. And to be with David Thompson and Tom Burleson, Monty Tau, David Thompson might have been the best college basketball player of all time. People forget that.
I mean, like the best dunker too, right?
Oh, my God. He could jump and touch the top of the backboard. I mean, extraordinary physical talent, and he was a good shooter. And you have to kind of evaluate him and say, what would happen if David Thompson grew up in this era? I mean, he would have been stupendous, as he was.
So for me, you know, I was in school when Juan was in school. My junior year of college, the Terps won the national title and the football team went to the Orange Bowl. I'd put that year of Maryland athletics up against just about any of them. And I have a deep – to me, they're always going to be an ACC school and the Big Ten feels weird. But what I do find funny, and perhaps it's just kind of the mindset of Maryland fans and alums, we were outcasts in the ACC and now we're outcasts in the Big Ten. Like, no matter where we go, we just kind of feel like that chip on the – you know, we never quite fit in. I'm curious if you felt that way over the years or if that kind of rings hollow to you.
Well, it does, you know, and think about all the – I mean, we think of it in terms of basketball and football, but think about all the other sports that are playing, you know. I mean, Maryland's going to be playing UCLA and so forth. It's a different world in college sports today. And, you know, I miss that regionality. The fact that, you know, when I was in school, we could play Villanova. We could go down to Virginia. We could, you know, play West Virginia. I love the fact that we could play these regional rivalries. And I think our fans did as well. And somewhere along the line, we're going to have to get back to more of that because the cost of flying the softball team to California or the baseball team is just exorbitant.
And, totally.
And they're going to have to think about that because regional rivalries really are important for the fans, but they're important for your bottom line as well, too.
Yeah, I mean, everybody thinks about football and hoops, but what about the volleyball team or the field hockey team flying to Westwood to play UCLA? I mean, it's going to get crazy. Tom, we know traveling. We don't want to hold you up. You're taking the Terps today, right?
Of course.
That's what I like to hear. Thank you so much for the time, man. It's really, really cool to have you on, and maybe we can circle back next week or something if the Terps are able to keep marching.
Warm water and lemon for that throat there and that voice.
I will. And
I'm
will
stunned
be,
you didn't say bourbon.
We'll talk again. I look forward to it, and best wishes to you.
I wrote you too, Tom.
Hey, thank you, Tom. We got to dig into all the work you're doing with the NCAA as well. We'll schedule time for that. That is the legendary Tom McMillan, former U.S. Congressman, former All-American in Maryland, played a long time in the NBA. Hell of a resume for that man right there. Coming back, we're giving away Wizards tickets. Terps tip off in about a half hour. The NCAA tournament is coming. The ball is tipped. Don't go anywhere.
Baby, let's cruise away from here.
Thank you to Tom McMillan for joining us. I mean, B, we get to meet a lot of impressive people.
Yep.
A dude with that resume is pretty wild, man.
Hey, man. It just lets you know what you can accomplish when you put your mind to it.
You know what I wanted to ask him? So he's from Pennsylvania. Where's Mansfield, PA? Do you know?
I don't know.
So I wanted to ask him who he roots for in football.
You trying to put him on.
He's too savvy.
Did you see how he got out of that fill out a bracket thing?
That's exactly what I was thinking about.
He would have been like, well, you know, I like all the teams.
That's exactly what I was thinking about.
Smart man.
What was your name, sir? Travis's cousin? Virgil? All right. So my guy Virgil's here. Listens to the program. We appreciate him.
Yep.
Virgil asks me, you think we got a winner in Jacoby Brissett? And I said, sir, I think if everything goes according to plan, Jacoby Brissett doesn't see the field.
Yeah.
I think a lot of folks.
He's going to be an educator.
I am curious how many people think. He's going to be a mentor. I think a lot of people think Brissett gets a real shot at a competition.
Yeah.
I think Brissett.
I think he gets I think what happens is right now they want Howell to win. But if Howell starts messing up and Brissett's balling, they will quickly. We know Ron changed his mind now. We know he'd like to change his mind.
Well, especially Ron can't bottom out.
No.
They can't go 5-12 because he's going to get blown out.
Yeah.
So that does make it a little more interesting. But the thing, don't worry, B-Mitch, we no longer have to worry about our $100 limit.
We still going to work the other way.
The problem, Ron's going to – Heinicke's coming off that Tampa game, and we know they didn't win. We understand that. But Heinicke was impressive in the wild card loss to Tampa. And then they signed Fitz, and all the fans said, start Heinicke. They wanted an open competition.
Yeah.
I watched every snap of training camp. There was zero competition.
None.
Fitz got all the work with the ones. Heinicke got the work with the twos. That's what's going to happen here unless Howell barfs on his shoes. So before you start, I want to just try to educate, and what do you say? You nip something in the butt?
Yeah.
Nip it in the bud?
In the bud.
Is that like a floral reference? What the hell does that mean?
It means to just shut it down real quick.
I want to shut down people's expectations that Jacoby Brissett has a real chance of competing for this job. It's a fake chance. This is a non-traversy, okay? Quarterback, non-traversy.
Is this your phone ringing right now? What are you doing, JP? No, I'm joking.
Right. You know they're going to say differently, but I am telling you the truth of what is happening here. They're going to give Howell every opportunity to win this thing. Now, should he mess it up, then maybe Brissett gets a chance. But odds are this is Howell's job week one. It's overwhelmingly that's going to be the situation. Do you disagree with me at all?
No.
Yeah.
I agree with you on that.
So I'm trying to prevent a controversy from becoming a fan-driven controversy. Does that seem fair?
Yeah. We're consensus on this one.
That's good to know.
Of like opinion.
That's true. That's true. All right, we are getting close. We are getting very close here.
Getting close to tip-off, baby.
So Dr. Phil will be off the television soon, I assume.
Completely, I hope.
We're out. Dr. Phil, get out of here. He's been talking to this lady for an hour.
No more sextortion.
Dr. Phil's been talking with this woman for an hour. I've had enough of Dr. Phil. I want basketball. Who sings One Shining Moment? It's Lionel Richie, right? Nobody knows what I'm talking about? Are you guys all aliens?
No, we know the song you're talking
about. It's Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston sung it. I know that.
No, dude. They play it at the end of the national championship. It's Lionel Richie. It's definitely not Whitney Houston.
I've heard Whitney Houston singing it before.
You guys, Landfill, back me up.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
The song. Luther Vandross. We're all Luther. Wrong. At least I knew it was a man. You guys are claiming it was Whitney Houston.
But Whitney has sung it before, too.
Here's what I want. I want...
Da, 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 Luther, da, Luther da, and Lionel ain't the same guy.
Okay, but you said it's Whitney. You don't get to make fun of me when you said it was a woman.
I can.
I want... Da, 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 da. Put CBS on. Let's watch some basketball. We are... Give me a time, B.
It is 11:55.
20 minutes till tip-off, Terps, Mountaineers. There's a betting window. What do you say that is? 15 yards away? 25? Your mic is off, B. You took your headset off.
I'll go 20.
Might have to walk over there during the break. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley live. MGM National Harbor Tap Sports Bar.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.